Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling on behalf of Metro Research. Okay, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. Okay, just to make sure we have a representation of our ages, can I ask you what is your year of birth, sir?
1964.
Okay, 1964. Thank you. All right, sir, now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I have an associate's degree.
Associate degree, okay. All right, sir, now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right, sir, now, just for qualification purpose, what is your race?
I'm an African in America.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, now, are you registered to vote or like many people not registered?
I am registered.
Okay. All right, sir. As you may know, you know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain? Probably 50-50 or probably not?
Probably not. I don't like either candidate.
So probably not, right? Okay. All right, sir, and how motivated are you, you know, to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated, 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
0.
0, okay. All right, sir, and how much power do you think your vote has, you know, to create change in your community? Please rate me the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. But you can choose any number.
I'll say 5.
What number?
5.
5. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, now thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 choices, okay? The first one will be abortion, racism and discrimination, jobs in the economy, Israel-Palestine conflict, criminal justice reform like police violence, student loans forgiveness, voting rights and democracy, climate change, healthcare, crime and violence and immigration, or cost of living and inflation.
The most important thing for me is reparations for Africans in America.
Okay, well, out of the ones that are read to you, do you see any, you hear any of them that would be important
racism,
to you right now?
Racism,
okay.
Racism,
and discrimination.
Racism.
Okay, and what else?
That's it.
Just that one, okay? All right. All right, sir, now I'd like, you know, to rate how you feel about some people or some groups, you know, people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know, I've never heard of them, of the people or groups, just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Hakeem Jeffries, from 0 to 10.
I don't have no feelings about it. Well, Hakeem Jeffries?
Yes, sir.
0.
0. Okay, what about Donald Trump?
5.
5. Democrats in Congress?
Democrats in Congress? 0.
0. Okay, Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris? 0. 2-0.
Republicans in Congress.
Hey, maybe if they get a 0-2. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm back.
Okay, Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress. I don't feel good about them either. They get a zero.
Zero. Okay, and last, Joe Biden.
He gets 2, 3, 4, 5 zeros. He gets 5 zeros.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, now if the election for 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or third party, or independent candidate, or are you undecided or would not vote?
I would not vote.
Will not vote, okay? All right, so if you had to choose, you know, from whom would you vote in a 2024 election for president, would that be between Donald Trump and Joe Biden?
Neither one.
Okay, but that's, I mean, if you had to choose one,
I would choose yes. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay? Thank you, sir. Okay, and if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, you know, Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate? If you're undecided or would not vote?
Would not vote.
Would not vote. Okay, sir. And would you say that your life has, you know, was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Both are the president, better under President Trump.
Okay, better under Trump, okay? Much better or just somewhat better? Well,
much better.
Much better, okay. All right, sir, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, you know, or would it make no difference to you? First one would be protect abortion rights. Would that be much more likely to support?
That makes no difference to me.
No difference. Okay. Bring down prices and make cost of living more affordable.
That makes a difference, yes.
Would that make a much more likely to support, someone more likely to support, or someone less likely, or much less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely to support.
Much more likely. Okay, what the other one say? Wants to build black wealth.
Excuse me?
Wants to build black wealth.
Most likely to support.
Okay. Is honest and ethical.
Most likely to support.
Is too woke.
I don't understand the question.
Well, that's it's something about, you know, it's too woke. Some political issues they got, you know, going on, and that is called woke.
Okay, yes, most likely to support.
Okay. It's effective and gets things done.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Well, this is about, you know, a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits. Be a priority or a trait, you know, that a candidate would have. Would you support it or not support it?
Yes, most likely to support.
Okay, and that the last one says fights racism and discrimination.
Most likely to support.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, now for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate me. How well do you think it describes, you know, Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5, it describes them, you know, somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them at all. The first one says, brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
You said 1 to 10?
Well, this is the 0 means it does not describe them at all. 5 somewhat describes them, and 10 describes them extremely well. But yes, from 0 to 10. But you can choose any number.
10.
Okay, secures the border.
10.
Defends democracy.
It's no such thing as democracy. 5.
Okay, wants to build black wealth.
10.
Grows the economy.
10.
Puts people over politics.
Definitely 10.
and looks out for people like me?
10.
Okay. All right, sir. Next, next you are going to see, you know, a series of statements that people have made. You know, for each one, please rate a statement on a scale from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Where 10 is...
This is too long. I got to go.
Well,